Like, I don't have any desire to hear about Rick Ross sticking his finger in a woman or having a woman stick their tongue in his ass. And that ruins the whole album for me, because that's all I can think about. Like, that just stays there. Like, all I think about is that. And I'm just like, ew.
Well, asshole licking is kind of in right now.
Bro, get the...
Okay.
I'm not saying for me. I'm just saying.
Dead End Hip Hop album review, Rick Ross, Rather You Than Me. So Rick Ross, man, I feel like this is like the 12th fucking album we reviewed of this guy. It does feel like it, because I think with Ross, for me, the thing I love about him is the epitome of what this album is, which is consistency. Like, the things I love about him, almost every single album, he just gives it to me. So being a reviewer now, listening to all his hip hop, I'm like, yo, like, where's the growth? Where's something different? And it's just, it feels like Ross recorded this back in 2010 and just dropped it now. Like, it just feels like it's something he's already done.
You're talking about like the sound
of it. Okay. Like beats. Beats where he decides to go. Obviously, with him talking about the beef and all of that, it made it extremely relevant. But just sonically, I just, like, I want Ross to give me something else. You know what I'm saying? Just as a fan, as somebody that wants to see artists progress, it's like he continues to give me the same thing, which is I'm okay with, because it's not bad music. But then it's kind of like there's so many other newer artists that give me more that I'm veering away from them. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just another Ross album. You know, and that's just where I am with him right now. And this album just made me feel like that, because I'm like, I'm listening to it and I'm kind of up. Then after I listen to it, I'm like, okay, another fucking Ross album, you know. And I listen to it when I feel it. But it's like I want more out of him, because...
You're not going to get more.
And I'm not. This album made me realize I'm not going to get more from Ross.
What do you want?
What I want, you know, honestly... Do more tracks with some of the hip-hop legends. Because you had an interview with DJ Booth, with you, Yo, and somebody else from DJ Booth, regarding Ross being critically acclaimed. Like, has he ever... Does Ross have too many features? Did that hold him back from having a critically acclaimed album? And I agree with you. I don't know what the hell them DJ Booth guys are talking about.
Yeah, young dude. Make sure y'all check that out. It's on djbooth.net. It was like three questions before the album dropped. And, we basically just all answered that question, and then he kind of put it together.
Has having features hurt Ross from having a critically acclaimed album? Okay. The other two guys said no, Ken said yes, and I agree with you. And I think that his features is because it's like he's reaching for that commercial pop success. Ty Dolla $ign, oh shit, Raphael Sadiq, who's some of the Young Thug, Gucci, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's obviously rapped with Nas and Jay, and a one-off song with Raekwon. I would like to see more of the legends. I would like to see Ross go more of the hip-hop way, because then I think he would get that critically acclaimed album that I feel that he can produce. Because when you listen to some of the beats that are on here, like, my favorite joints are like Santorini, Greece. You know what I'm saying? Like, those smooth, mellow, like, to me, the way Ross comes on that, the way his voice sounds on that, those are my favorite type of tracks. Now, can he do the big booming type shit too? Of course. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of what he came up on.
Who do you want him to rap with that's going to make a difference on his albums?
Like Raekwon. Raekwon, Wu-Tang, Meth.
You're basically saying people that's not, like, obviously going for the super trend right now.
Exactly. The super commercial poppy type of artist. Like, I think Ross can make music that...
Like, don't go get Future. Don't go get
those guys.
Yeah, Rick Ross is getting the people that like his music. He's getting the people that they would want to hear on his album. I don't think anybody that really bumps Rick Ross, outside of maybe y'all and maybe a few other people, are really like, yeah, get Scarface on the album. That's what I'm saying, outside of y'all two.
No.
Oh, you have a question?
No, I don't really bump Rick Ross like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. My fault. I don't want to make no assumptions.
Yeah.
Hold on. So anyways, I mean, I guess that doesn't really matter. Our conversation's interesting, I don't know. Mm. Ralph is becoming like an old radiator. It's time to get a new one. Because you're getting old, man.
I know I am.
You're finally starting to disagree with the younger kids.
And I can't say it's a bad album because for me, he gave me everything I liked on this. Like I said, he gave me the Santorini Greases, Game Ain't Based on Sympathy, Lamborghini Duras with Meek Mill. I love how that intro, like Meek Mill is dope when you have like an intro that starts off soft and his voice is kind of like subdued and then it starts getting louder. Like to me, Lamborghini Duras, like Ross gave me almost everything I love about him, but then it's just kind of like.
If you being critical is what you're saying, you got the album that you like, that you wanted and have come to expect from Rick Ross, but being critical of it, here are the things that I would like to see him do differently.
Yeah, man.
I don't know if he could do that. I don't think, for me, I'm not going to criticize him for that. I just think that Rick Ross just settled in the game. Yeah, he's absolutely. Just an OG, and he know what people want, and he's gonna come out here and deliver. I think there has been some maturity with Rick Ross in terms of the other couple of projects that he dropped.
Black Dollar and Black Market.
Yeah, yeah, but what did those projects do?
Right.
They didn't really do much, right? So now he just returned back to that formula that seemed to work, and I think this one is selling more than those previous projects had in the past. But yeah, I think that he's at a place now where that whole I'm the boss type thing, I think he's really feeling that. And we can see that with Idols Become Rivals, where he's calling people out. The first track, he kind of talks about that, where he just said he just wanted to be somebody or something along those lines. And I think that was just like the intro. He was like, you know, this is where I was, this is kind of where I'm at now. And then, you know, it went from that to Santorini. Like the first three tracks,
pretty strong.
I was like,
strong.
Cool.
He started off strong.
I got disappointed when he went to
Boom,
but I understand that he has to give them that. He has to give them the trap, mm-hmm. and whatever else came after that. And I wasn't a fan for that because it kind of threw off the album a little bit for me. But, you know, I think if I go back to the reactions on Twitter, it was like everybody was just, oh my God, this Rick Ross album, the beats, oh my God. Rick Ross has always fucking done that.
I think a lot of it had to do with just because of the Idols Become Rival, how that kind of
that,
like,
I first. That came I out think, afterwards.
Yeah, no, I think Kev's right.
Really?
That's all I heard was, man, Rick Ross gonna change him on this album, Mike.
It was a lot of hype around beats. And what have we always said about Rick Ross?
He got a good beat selection. Yeah.
Right, so why is that the selling point for a lot of people? Like,
that's all.
I think he's not.
Oh, man.
Because of this track that people like was really hype.
I mean, that too, but yeah, it's a lot of people was talking about, you know, his beat selection, but we always say.
But we always,
yeah, that's they say every single album he does is his beat selection.
Yeah, so.
We all know that.
Yeah, so for me, man, like when I think about this album, it's Raph. It's like he gave me everything he wanted. Like if Raph wasn't being a critic or critical of it, it was like, man, I'm great, I'm good. I got what I wanted. I got an album with dope beats and Rick Ross rapping and mainstream features. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
You didn't like Trap?
No.
You didn't like that shit?
I fucked with it.
No. That shit made me be like, damn, what's going on? I love that song.
Damn, what's going on?
Because I listened to a Young Thug project for the first time ever. And I didn't like it at all. Yeah. And in my head, I kept saying, man, I wish he would rap over like more upbeat production, because then I feel like I would like him. Young Thug on this song was one of the best features I've ever heard on a Rick Ross project. I was like, the way he was rapping and the way he was flowing, it like when the beat break, when it was like dun dun, and he was rapping to man, that shit was great. I was like, damn, I might actually like Young Thug. That song, I thought that song was actually
that
really
production
dope.
Style fits him perfect.
Hell yeah. It was just the way he sounded. And it sounded like he was actually putting in effort to make his flow sound really dope with that beat. It wasn't like he just, I'm just going to rap.
Rick Ross do that.
But you know what,
no,
though, Mike?
Rick Ross didn't do that. Rick Ross just rapped.
But that's the type of artist Young Thug is. It's a lot of these new cats, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of these cats that my brother be introducing me to, dudes like Lucci, a lot of those guys are like the new age mood music type of rappers, because they don't, what they're saying is really irrelevant, you know what I'm saying? But it's how it sounds. And Young Thug, I don't particularly like it, but I like the way my brother explains it. Like it's not what they're saying, it's how he sounds. And he likes the auto-tune shit and all of that. Young Thug now is starting to take some of that auto-tune shit off of his voice.
I'm just saying, like, the way he was rapping on this song was really dope. Mm-hmm. And the way Rick Ross rapped on that song, I thought was dope. And I was like, okay, well, if Young Thug rapped on production like this, I feel like I would like it. And if Rick Ross rapped like this more often, I feel like I would like it. But it ran out of steam by track six. I was just like, all right, I'm over this. She on my dick. She on my dick.
Oh yeah,
she on my dick. My dick. I'm like, all right, well.
She's on your dick.
That's cool. That's cool. I don't know. Like, when I first turned this on, I was like, man, I might actually like a Rick Ross project because I kind of like the first song. But I feel like I can only like Rick Ross if I just blank out everything that he's saying, because he can have like 25 dope bars and then he'll just throw something in there that will fuck everything up. Like, he's talking about finger fucking some girl in the water. There's no part of my life that needs that. None. He's talking about a girl licking his booty hole. Why the fuck do I want to? And this goes to that thing that I'm always asking, like, why do people want to hear another dude talking about getting his asshole licked? And this is not some homophobe shit at all. It's just a comfort level.
Yeah.
Asshole licking is kind of in right now.
Bruh, get the fuck.
Okay. I'm not saying for me. I'm just saying. Wait.
You want that shit? No.
You're trying to get out. Hold on.
I'm not trying. No.
No. You no. Wait. Listen to me. I'm trying to talk. You said, why is that in there? Because if you, like, that's all people are fucking talking about.
Is licking booty.
Yes. Asshole licking.
Gangsta ass rappers are talking about getting their asshole licked.
Dude, like, that's all people are talking about is asshole licking.
Hey, wait, hold on. That's I got a question. Where are these people from, bro? Where you see?
I'm just saying, I hear this shit on podcasts and shit all the time.
Gangsta ass and fucking rappers talking about getting their asshole licked.
Real,
I mean, I'm not saying not anything wrong with it.
Well,
I'm just saying,
it is what it is.
Yeah, but I'm not saying there's anything wrong with getting your asshole licked. That's the thing. Why are you putting
that
song?
That is, I'm telling you, dog, like, that shit has become a thing. I'm like you. I'm like, but because it's kind of bubbling up, it's something that Rick Ross is going to throw in because it's current. Wait, what did he say? I stick my dick in and tell him my bank account amount or something like that?
Yeah, he said.
That's what you mean by the lines of this fuck.
I missed that one. I stick my dick in her and I tell her my bank account amount?
Yeah, something like that.
Thank God I don't do that.
It's not verbatim.
They might run.
Well, yeah. What? So that's what you know.
Because I know his last project, I know that we didn't review the mixtape and the album. I think me, you, and Ken talked about it. Was he actually was like, I think content-wise, Rick Ross was really talking about some good shit. So I'm like, damn, the album that we don't review, I actually kind of enjoy. So this one, I'm like FIFO. I'm like, damn, it's like the same. And when he reverted back to the Port of Miami Ross on Dead, because Dead Presence I didn't care for. Trap, I love that shit. That shit was good. The first four tracks in this album, I was like, wow. And let's talk about the unsung hero of this album, in my opinion, is producer Bink. Because he had, like, my favorite tracks. What's that one? Santorini, Greece. So, Scientology. And a game based on... The game that ain't based on... Like, those were my favorite. Besides the disjoint, those were my favorite tracks. Because them beats was fucking glorious, dude. Like, that shit was so butter. But other than that, I mean, you know, it was... He had some bangers here and there. You know, it's, but at this point, I'm just like people. It's like... I think he's already...
Formula.
Yeah, and like Ken said too, he's just comfortable riding this same wave that he's always been riding. People are going to like it because what we all have been saying from the get-go is like, Rick Ross have a good ear for production. We've been saying that for the last almost 10 years now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what's changed? So I knew coming into that, I was just like, okay, cool. Got some good production on here, as always, but... What else you got for me, Ross?
So going back to Idols Before Rivals, I thought that was an interesting track. And again, it kind of goes back to where I look at or where I think Rick Ross is in the game. Like, he's at a position where he can actually call out somebody that's his peer.
Yep.
And say, yo, man, like, what are you doing? Like, but everybody has known this, but nobody's actually saying it.
Interesting, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So Rick Ross, as a boss and as a guy that makes sure his people are paid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rick Ross has always been like that. He's always been the guy. He's gonna make sure that his people around him
are paid. I see him in some interviews. He speaks that a lot. Like, if I'm living this life, I wanna make sure the people around me is
Yeah, you can't be rapping about that stuff and not taking care of your
people. And I think that was a good way for Ross to kind of address that too, baby.
Yeah, and you never heard Wale or anybody on that camp complain at all. I've never heard it. It wasn't that he was just
addressing like Wayne, he addressed the whole baby situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So he's talking about Khaled, like how he did Khaled. And I know.
And I think Khaled is the one that kind of moved him to speak, because he said he watched. I think it has something to do with it, because it was something he said.
I feel like part of that was kind of weak, though, because Khaled isn't, man. You're supposed to talk up for yourself.
I thought that about the whole song. Exactly. Yeah. I was like, why is Ross, who has nothing to do with the situation, talking for all these other people?
I know why he's talking for Khaled, though, because Khaled's from Miami.
Why can't Khaled talk for Khaled? He talks about other bullshit. Why can't he get on Snapchat? Give me another chick and another one.
How many times has Khaled ever been in a confrontation? He's the guy that keeps the peace because he's trying to work with everybody. So I can understand Khaled not, you know what I'm saying, having a voice about that.
So was just it his money that he was upset about?
I honestly don't know the situation between Baby and Khaled like that.
So then why are you... Why are we putting it in a song then? If
I guess because Khaled's his man's or whatever. But you put it on, right?
He's putting Khaled business out there because I didn't know about
him. Right, on an album, right? Yeah. Like, it wasn't like a Lucy. Yeah, it's on an album. Yeah. So I don't know what's going on with Khaled. So why would I really get invested in this song if I have no idea what's going on with Khaled? Like, it's just weird. Hmm. And then, like, you don't have... I mean, I'm not against the song. Whatever. Mm-hmm. He can hop about wherever he wants. And the song, I thought, was dope. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Black Metaphor on the beat.
Oh, did he? Oh, he did that? Sure. Okay, yeah, good for him. Black Metaphor. Mm-hmm. And I thought Rick Ross sounded calm. He didn't sound emotional or angry. That's what made it so dope to me.
Sounded like a boss.
Yeah, it sounded like he was sitting one of his employees dead, or one of his, like you said, his peer, and being like, look, you fucking up, man. Like, why are you fucking up? I love you, man. Why are you fucking
up? Business practice.
And that made it dope. But when I was done, I thought the same thing as him. I was just like... Well, why aren't these other people? Why aren't they putting out music saying this? Like, Wayne hasn't put out a song.
But Wayne has been public about it.
Exactly. But he hasn't put out a song.
Oh, well.
And either has... Who else was he talking about? He was talking about somebody else in this. Manny Fresh. Mm-hmm. I know Manny Fresh is on Breakfast Club, I think, saying certain things.
Yeah, Manny Fresh has already been stood up for himself.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like when that shit first started to dismantle, Manny Fresh stood up for himself.
He's not a rapper anyway.
So I get it. And you know what? Wayne, with the contract and all of that, him still being... I understand the no release of music. You know what I'm saying? And I think Baby does have final say on Wayne music, right?
A mixtape, though. If this was...
I thought he did go on him a little bit on that mixtape.
I'm asking.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's had shots, but nothing to this degree.
Not to this degree.
So why did it take Ross? That's interesting to me. Why did it take Rick Ross out of everybody in the industry? Mm-hmm. And I respect it. Whatever. It's weird to me, but I respect it. Why did it take?
Because he's taking on that boss status.
That boss thing, and also because I think remember when the whole thing happened in New Orleans, right? Like Ross kind of welcomed everybody to Miami.
Which whole thing? Which
Katrina.
Katrina
and all of that. So he welcomed all of Cash Money to Miami. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is like Miami's my home now, and this is y'all home. Wait. So he introduced them to Khaled and all of that stuff. So I guess he kind of feels that he was the reason why they met up and why they started working. So since it's dissolved, let me be the boss and let me address the situation. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Ross, man, if you watching, I think in terms of the crew, I'm your biggest fan. I still love your work. Like, I'm not saying that this album is bad at all. I like it. I just feel that you have a formula and I would like for you to get out of your comfort zone. It may not result in sales, but I think it will result in a better overall product. But if you continue to give me this, I'm not gonna complain too much, bro. It's dope beats, you rhyme dope. It is what it is, man. I'm just waiting for the next thing Ross is gonna do.
Yeah, I think for me, man, you know, the formula works. I have no issues with this album. You know, when I look at it, you have like five of the trap type songs on here. You know, I could easily skip those and take them off and listen to everything else. You got what's working for you and just continue to do that, man. And the beat selections, as always, definitely on point, you know, and that is a driving force behind me in enjoying this album are the beats. Last thing, Wingstop is good as fuck. I know you've been to Wingstop. You don't like Wingstop?
I've never been.
To Wingstop, man. I thought Rick Ross was bullshit. There's one by me, and I went to Wingstop, and yeah.
I pretty much mirrors Fipo's final thoughts. If you're watching Ross, you have a core fan base that loves this type of stuff. I think you did a good job of kind of incorporating some of your like newer style production and going back to like the Port of Miami Trilla type production type of style? Because I know it was one song you at the beginning, you was like, these my Port of Miami niggas and all that stuff. And I think you kind of surged back to that. But yeah, other than that, I mean, production is great. You got, like I've said, when I was listening to this, I'm like, man, these some glorious ass beats. Love it, man. But other than that, yeah, just you did a good job doing it with Black Mark, and I guess you just kind of was like, let me go back to the Rick Ross that my core fan base loves. So I mean, people likes it, he just wants you to switch it up, and you did switch it up on Black Dollar. So people just got people fucking up. You just gotta go listen to it, man. But other than that, you know, keep doing you, bro.
Yeah, I don't really have anything to say. It's a Rick Ross project. Sounded like a Rick Ross project. Felt like a Rick Ross project. You know, I like that you were a little bit more open, a little bit more vulnerable. Not every single song was about selling drugs and how much money you have. Just, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's cool. I won't personally run to listen to this because this kind of stuff doesn't work for me. But if you like Rick Ross, I don't see someone disliking this project. So, yeah, keep making this kind of music, I guess. I don't know what to say to him. I'm not trying to dog him out. It's cool for what it is. It's just Mr. Ross. It's not something that I am gonna listen to. That's all. He's a boss. I don't want to disrespect. You know. You on the dig?
Disrespect.
You on the dig?
Took bass out of his voice.
I want to dig.
Let's go to that point.